Duncan Johnson saying thanks for being with me over the past 3 hours, and I'll be back again tonight at 10 through until 2, and of course back tomorrow at 12 noon. Roger Day will be around in a couple of minutes' time at 3 o'clock. This is Radio Nordsee International, broadcasting from 51 degrees, 42 minutes, 30 seconds north, 1 degree, 17 minutes east, from 244 meters, 1230 kilocycles in the medium wave band, and in FM and channel 43, 100 megacycles, from 5:30 a.m. until 2 a.m. each and every day. With offices in Zurich, 8047 in Switzerland, this is Europe's only all-day music station, Radio Nordsee International. Issued by the directors of Radio Nordsee International. When Radio Nordsee International first began broadcast, it soon became apparent our transmissions were causing interference with lifeboat service broadcasts. And for this reason, Radio Nordsee International changed frequencies to 244 meters. This frequency was chosen so that it would not interfere with any emergency broadcasts, nor would it interfere with any legally authorized broadcasting station. The interference that you can hear on 244 meters is intentional and so designed to discourage Radio Nordsee International bringing you the programs you want to hear. Radio Nordsee International, having done nothing illegal, has received no official complaint and therefore presumes it is other broadcast transmissions that are causing interference on 244 meters. Radio Nordsee International further presumes that these transmissions which cause the interference will cease and allow Radio Nordsee International to bring you the programs that you want to hear on 244 meters, 1230 kilocycles. And now, the right time from Bulova is 3 o'clock. Bulova, who invented Accutron, the electronic tuning fork watch.
Go, Griffin!
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Listen with Mother. Commonly known as the Mark Wesley program. Must find his theme one of these days, I think. I don't know where it is. Anyway, thanks very much, Duncan Johnson, for the preceding 3 hours. This is Spooky Day sitting in for Mark Wesley. Saying ahoy, hello, how are you? Be with you to the hour of 6 o'clock. On this not too good Sunday afternoon. Still quite a bit of shipping around. At least it was just when I took a peek before coming down to the studio. Always nice to see other boats, you see. Makes you feel not so lonely.
Everything is beautiful.
Even me.
in its own way. Like a starry summer night or a snow-covered winter's day.
Twiggy Day as usual. That's the number 9 town this particular week in the brand new Radio North International Top 30. And that's Ray Stevens, of course. 5 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock and another 3 hours with your Finna Record Spinner. So... Meanwhile, back in the jungle, this is Neil Diamond and a former record of the week called Sule, something foreign.
Right on the night. Sun becomes
Sule, 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 S
Neil Diamond that time, and an Aussie knockout this particular week, a little thing called Sous Les Mons, the African Trilogy, part 2. 10 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, and the Mark Wesley programme with Twiggy Day setting in. Hey! Had a fantastic lunch, actually. Chicken and chips, and a glass of white vino, even. Can't think where that came from. I think it was distilled seawater, actually.
You're breaking the heart of a good man, living like there's no tomorrow. Burning a hole in my bankroll, so deep in the red got to borrow. Buying your clothes when the rent's overdue. You tell me you love her, but baby, I don't think you do.
In an Aussie top 30, and that's called Breaking the Heart of a Good Man. And what was I saying about lunch? Oh yeah, got up to Arthur, sweet grub after the main course, whatever you call it, or just nosh. And I had yogurt for seconds. That's right. Yeah, what else did I have? I can't think. I had something. Oh, chicken noodle soup, I think, or no, it was chicken liver noodle soup or something like that. Something to do with chicken. Oh, after all the chicken I've had today, I'm going to turn into one. 30 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, and I had a couple of eggs this morning just to cap it all. Hey, that's not very friendly. Seawater in the machine again. This is the American woman singing Guess Who? spotted a deliberate mistake. Guess Who with Sound Number 19 in that chart. That's the title.
Stay away from me, American woman. Mama, let me be. Don't come hanging around my door. I don't want to see your face no more. I got more important things to do than spend my time growing old with you.
Creedence Clearwater a lot than the Guess Who. American Woman. Don't forget 6 till 10 this evening. It's Andy Archer. 10 till 2. Duncan Johnson.
Make driving a real pleasure, even in a traffic jam. The all-new Toshiba 8-track stereo tape cassette unit gives you superb stereo sound in your car, whatever your favorite music. Designed and built in Japan by quality craftsmen, the new Toshiba 8-track stereo cassette unit is now available throughout Europe, including Great Britain. Drive safely, drive happily, get together with Toshiba.
I'm her yesterday man.
The psychedelic year of 1967, when everyone was weirding around with flashing lights and that. And saying, this is my scene, baby. And horrible expressions like that. That's the sound of Jimi Hendrix and a great record. That's the sound of Purple Haze. 20 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. And the following is a letter as printed as the lead in the letters column of the Times of the May the 28th. The sound heard throughout the bank holiday weekend of a ship-borne radio station constantly altering its operating frequency in the medium wave band, hotly pursued but never quite caught by Ministry of Posts and Telecommunications jamming transmitter, may be amusing. But serious matters are involved in this little exercise. Britain has become the third country in the Western Hemisphere to operate a jamming transmitter, the other countries being Spain and Rhodesia. This policy has been constantly rejected as a legitimate broadcasting activity by every democratic country in the world, even under extreme circumstances. The reason given for this new departure in British broadcasting is that the station involved, by operating on an unauthorised frequency, is causing interference to the BBC's 1,214 kilocycle Radio 1 broadcast to Eastern England. No mention is made of the fact that of over 500 European stations using the medium wave band, no less than three-fifths are on unauthorised channels according to the Copenhagen plan. No mention either of the fact that several of these stations already cause severe interference to BBC stations. The 1,214 kilocycle channel, which the Ministry is taking such pains to protect, is rendered unusable every day by such stations in several parts of the country. Why, it may be asked, has just one station been singled out among so many? I suggest that there is more to do with the government's dislike of commercial broadcasting than with any frequency agreement considerations. This view is further supported by the fact that the Minister sanctions the use by the BBC of several unauthorised frequencies. The BBC may be heard daily on 15,070 kilocycles, an aeronautical frequency, on 12,095 kilocycles and 9,410 kilocycles, both fixed utility service channels, as arranged by the International Telecommunications Union. Perhaps the Minister should look at activities nearer home before setting out to police the activities of broadcasters which are outside his jurisdiction. The letter was signed Desmond Colling, editor of Contact, World DS Club magazine, and a gentleman I'm sure you'll agree that cannot be accused of not knowing his facts. The foregoing letter appeared as the lead in the letters column of the Times of May the 28th, 1970. Sea Knockout, Marv Johnson. That's called So Glad You Chose Me. Hey, and I'd like to say thank you very much to the people that did turn up for the demonstration in Rochester. And if it's still going on, well, probably can't hear me down there, but anyway, thanks very much for what you're doing. We're more than grateful. Down the summer and the Beach Boys.
In them old cotton fields back home. It was back in Louisiana, just about a mile from the Texarkana. In them old cotton fields back home. Let me tell you now, well, I got here to fix a cotton nail in my tire to make it clear.
Sitting in for Mark Wesley thing. Down to the 10 this week and first weekend on that's called Garden Fields, of course. It's 28 minutes now, summer fun time, past the hour of 3 o'clock.
R&I, where the music is new.
Oh, like this new LP from the 1910 Fruity Gum Company called The Juiciest Fruit Gum Around. What a good sound this is. Should have been released as a single in England, was in America, and was a smash. It's called When We Get Married. Da dee da 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 dee da. No, do be quiet, day.
Yeah.
Irish in England. That should have been issued, I think. That's the juiciest fruit gum, known in the LP. 90s Fruit Gum Company. That's good when we get married. Played at for Alan and his girlfriend, whose name I always forget, and they're going to get married sometime this year, I do believe, if they saved enough money.
Roger indeed.
Six, six, two.
Survive, and that's the hit pick of the week that I share with Mark Wesley, of course, because we always share everything. Oh, yes, isn't that nice? And it's also my short shot. That's Arrival that time, and it's I Will Survive. Brilliant record. 24 and a half, some fun minutes away from the hour of 4 o'clock. You're tuned to Radio North Sea International, 244 metres in the medium wave band. Also FM, channel 43-100, Megacycles. This is Mungo Jerry. They were discovered under a bed, actually. It's called In the Summertime. I have to think about that one. Hello, the window cleaner's here. In the form of Duncan Johnson with a chamois leather.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. You feel you were down or a turn of 25. When the summer
Got wobbly tonsils, I'm sure of it. Mungo Jerry that time.
Ah, yes. We have means of making you listen.
But we do as we please.
Caught in the summertime. Sound number 28 in a chance of the dark. Actually, I think summertime's had a relapse out here. The water's beautifully calm. But, it's a bit cold, you know. Actually, you know, the other fellas on here had 2 weeks on, you see. Carl, Alan, Mark, Axel. They had great 2 weeks, and all got very brown and red, or one or the other, you see. And they were sitting out every day in the sun. And I thought, when I came on, I thought, oh, I'll be brown when I come off. And Jenny said to me before I came on, she said, if you're brown when you come off, she said, I'm not going to talk to you. No danger. Someone's forgotten all about me, I think. That's it, Glow. Is it sunny where you are? I thought it would be. I'm jealous. Still, who wants to be brown anyway? Me. These are the Ides of March. Sound number 17. This is called a vehicle. Hey, there's a vehicle parked outside. It's called an obstruction. Would you move it on, please?
I'm a friend of stranger in the black sedan. I want you to hop inside my car.
That time, number 17 on that chart, and that's a little thing called vehicle. Excuse me, sir, do you mind moving your vehicle on? That's a well-known phrase, isn't it? Always seem to be happening to me. Oh, actually, that reminds me of a funny thing. A friend of mine happened, I was with a friend of mine, you know, and we're in Kingston, in good old Surrey, you see, and where he used to live near, you see, and with this friend of mine, and he was parked on the double yellow line, and this traffic warden came up, and so you've parked here too long, you know, I'm going to book you. And, you know, he started sort of saying something to her. And she said, I feel I should warn you that anything you say will be taken down. I know it's an old line, but anyway, it isn't an old line what he said in return. It was part of a lady's sort of clothing, yeah. Yeah, you got fined £50, have you?
Every night you pray.
That's the biggest joke.
You better find
this is Sonny Charles. Some rude friends.
But you never find help of any kind if you're sinking in the sand. It takes a little longer, you pull a little longer. It takes a little time before you make up your mind. We'll try a little harder and get a little smarter till you find out in the end that you haven't got a friend.
Former Sure Should Am I? Takes a little longer. Good record, that. 15.75 minutes away from the hour of 4 o'clock from Radio North Sea International. Well, incidentally, this music is now available by Les Reed, called Man of Action. That's on Chapter 1 label, so if you want to buy it, you know what to do, don't you? Good. Is a statement issued by the directors of Radio North Sea International. Radio North Sea moved to the frequency of 1,230 kilocycles to 44 meters because this frequency does not cause any interference to emergency broadcasts or legally authorized stations. However, the British government has accused us of interfering with other stations, although no proof can be found of this, and certainly no complaint has been received by our offices in Zurich. We would remind the British government that all frequency infringement allegations must be investigated by the Intertelecommunications Union in Geneva. This is a body that controls all European frequencies and prevents nations having to handle complaints with other nations personally. This would have been the legal method of investigating the alleged interference rather than the chosen illegal jamming of Radio Nordsee, the cost of which the British taxpayer has to provide. No free Western country has ever jammed a free broadcasting station, even in times of war. Radio North Sea International trusts that the legal right we have to broadcast without interference to you will soon be restored. RNI intends to remain on the air.
Yesterday, 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 oh I believe.
1968, about December of that time. A great big hit called Private Number. What a great record. 10 minutes away from the hour of 4 o'clock on R&I. Let's try a nice LP track, one that I discovered yesterday on the Faces LP called The First Step. This is the last track on side one called Around the Blimp.
Thank you.
Going to be one of those tracks that I'll drive you mad with over the week. And the Faces' first ever album, and what a good one it is too. Last track and tied one. It's all around the plinth. The guitar in that. Marvelous! Is the association just about the same? Association. Just about the same. Tell you what, after that, you deserve something nice and slow and all smoochy like this.
I'm
This is a record that my brother remembers, but it's before my time. Elvis Presley, I need your love tonight and every night.
Oh, yeah.
Must get a job as one of those birds to sing, oh, yeah, one of these days.